Tomorrow is the Viva Phoenix Music Festival downtown, featuring 103 bands from 34 different cities on 20 different stages. The festival has grown a lot since its inception, and here to tell us more about that is KJZZ Sarah Ventry. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lauren. So Viva Phoenix started as a way to kind of send off bands from Arizona that were going to play at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. So it was kind of an opportunity for them to have this, like, you know, one last show, get ready to get on the road. Mm-hmm. And it's put on by a music promotion company called Stateside Presents, which is owned by Charlie Levy. Now, Levy also owns a few downtown Phoenix music venues, Crescent Ballroom and Valley Bar, and he's opening a third one called the Van Buren. So in addition to that, he's also opening an arts and cultural center downtown. And over the last 5 to 10 years, there has been a lot of development of kind of a concentrated downtown music scene. And many people would say that this downtown scene is anchored by venues like Crescent Ballroom and Valley Bar. So I sat down for a conversation with Charlie Levy about Viva Phoenix, but also about where he thinks the Phoenix music scene is at.
You know, I think great music towns have like a theater district or a music district and try to create something like that in downtown along with other great, you know, Lost Leaf has music and Trunk Space just opened up a new space and Last Exit and Valley Bar. I think you can start generating sort of this downtown music culture, which is I think is great.
So it's interesting that you mentioned that because for a long time, people described the Phoenix music scene as being very fractured and not having a centralized space, particularly after a bunch of music venues closed in downtown Tempe, like in the late 90s.
Sure.
It sounds like you do think that things are more centralized now. And I guess what value do you think there is to that?
I think it just creates a culture. And there's nothing better that it's like one-stop shopping. And it just creates a vibe for musicians. Like, you know, we'll do jazz night at Valley Bar and the same musicians will do an earlier show at the Nash. And then the musicians that play at the Nash will come down and see the musicians that play at Valley Bar and vice versa, where you start having this local and national community. I mean, we had McDowell Music Mountain just had their festival last weekend, and a lot of the bands after their shows came down to Valley Bar. So you just kind of create this culture of musicians and art that a lot of cities have, and it's pretty neat.
One of the things that I think is really interesting is that as people talk about the downtown music scene growing and kind of coalescing, and that you can kind of outline a cohesive physical space where there are a number of venues and where people are looking to perform, you're tied to a lot of those spaces. And a lot of the places that people point to as being new anchors of the music scene are places that you are involved with, like Crescent Ballroom, like Valley Bar. People are talking about your new venue already. How do you see downtown Phoenix's music scene expanding outside of the projects that you're involved in?
Well, obviously there's other music venues, and the more the merrier, and the better everyone does, we all kind of rise together, you know. So I didn't get a degree in public policy, or I'm not a, you know, a city planner or anybody like that. So I can't, it's a tough question for me to answer. But I know that the more people in a town that on a weekend they say to themselves, hey, let's go see live music, let's go see musicians, let's go see a show, it's better for everyone versus towns where, hey, where's the drink special, or I'm going to stay at home today and watch a movie. So I think that's what makes a music town. I'm from outside New Orleans, and every weekend it wasn't, hey, what are we going to do? It's what show are we going to go see? What music venue we're going to go to? What bands are we going to check out? So I think that's important for any community that, you know, wants to become one of those music cities like a New Orleans or a Austin or Seattle.
Okay, let's talk about Viva Phoenix.
All right, Viva Phoenix.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
So this is a huge one-day music festival that takes place in lots of different venues with tons of different bands, local bands, out-of-town bands. People are playing all over. Tell us a little bit about the festival.
Sure. So it's, like you said, it's one night downtown. It's 20 venues. And some of the venues are like venues you've heard of, like Crescent and Valley Bar and Comerica Theater. Some of the indoor venues you've probably never been to, like the Grace Chapel, or the historic Masonic Temple Theater. And then there's a ton of outdoor space activations. We closed down Central Avenue by Cityscape, almost four blocks of Monroe, and we call it the Monroe Mercado. We have food trucks and brass bands playing, and we have taiko drummers and lucha libre wrestlers, and try to transform downtown into a music mecca.
That's Charlie Levy of the music promotion company Stateside Presents, which is putting on Viva Phoenix tomorrow downtown.
And that's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.